Renee Denton here with WNCW at Bonnaroo 2016. Sitting here with Steve Gunn. He's out touring in support of his new album, Eyes on the Line. It was released on June 3rd on Matador Records. Thanks for taking a few minutes to speak with us today. Appreciate it, Steve. And
yeah,
tell
sure
us how people can get your album.
Well, the album came out this week on June 3rd. I think that was this Monday, maybe. And, yeah, it came out on Matador Records. So it's available probably in most local record stores.
Okay, very good. And where will you be going after this as far as touring?
Well, we're coming down here, and then our next show is in New Orleans, which I'm really excited about.
Sure.
Yeah. And then we kind of make our way back north all the way up to Canada.
Okay.
And then circle back down back and then ending in New York.
Okay. Very good. Now, what area are you from?
Originally, I'm from Philadelphia.
Okay. I have family in Northeast Philly.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's a great city.
Yeah.
I love that city.
Yeah. I live in New York City. I've been living there for a while, but originally Philadelphia.
Okay. Do you find that you get a lot of inspiration living in New York City and you're able to collaborate with more artists, or you just happen to like it there?
A little bit of both. You know, I've been there over 10 years, and I have a lot of friends who are musicians, and, you know, I share a recording studio, a rehearsal studio with a bunch of people there, and, you know, I collaborate with a lot of great musicians there, and it's still a decent community of musicians.
That sounds very nice. Yeah, you get to just share some things, and I'm sure it brings in new energy, bringing about a little bit of evolution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's fantastic. I think they call that synergy or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Now, your first single, Conditions Wild?
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about the inspiration for that song?
Sure. I think I was kind of trying to write a song in sort of tribute to kind of the unknown and embracing that kind of aspect in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was reading a few books and I was coming up with my own ideas. And I read a book by a writer named Rebecca Solnit. And she wrote a book called Field Guide to Getting Lost.
Okay.
And it's this really interesting sort of perspective on the ideas of getting lost, both in her kind of personal experience and historically, and how certain cultures embrace that idea differently. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she compares and contrasts certain ways of dealing with it.
Okay.
And, you know, just in general life and also practical, you know, examples of situations that people are in. It's
kind
pretty interesting.
Anthropological, psychological.
Exactly.
All that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good.
So when I found that book, it really resonated with me, and, you know, a lot of the concepts that she was addressing in this different way were concepts that I was thinking about while writing this record. So it was kind of a perfect sort of moment for me, discovery.
Do you draw inspiration from people around you, like situations in their lives? Do you kind of try to resolve things for them?
I definitely do a lot of observing. You know, New York City is a great place for that. You just kind of walk around and people watch.
They're very interesting. Yeah, sure.
So I've taken a lot of inspiration from people that I've randomly met, people that I don't know that I just sort of check out. And, you know, just people's stories, you know, kind of more sort of people's on the fringes of society, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those are the kinds of stories and like, it, you know, things that I like to kind of hone in on while thinking about music. You know.
Although that's across all genres, with you having an alternative background as well, I'm sure that also draws you to the fringe.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about working with Kurt and other bands that you worked with previously and how it kind of evolved to getting you to solo.
Well, you know, I started as just an instrumental guitar player, and I did a lot of collaborative stuff, a lot of things on my own. And, you know, I was living in New York and collaborating with bands and recording on my own. And, you know, songwriting and singing was something that I slowly sort of grew into and came to really enjoy. And, you know, I hooked up with a lot of different bands, and I've known Kurt for a long time, and he's also from Philadelphia. So we have a lot of friends in common, and, you know, he heard some of my music, and we kind of, you know, quickly became reformed a friendship, and he was super supportive of me and really helpful.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That is great. So you're out touring in support of the new album that was just released on Matador Records. It was released on June 3rd, Eyes on the Line. This is Steve Gunn. We're here at Bonnaroo. Thank you so much for coming in and spending a few minutes with us.
My pleasure.
We wish you the absolute best on the rest of your tour, and we hope you come by WNCW someday.
I'd love to.
We'll keep in touch with you. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye.